A lot of us have been in a deep struggle lately, and not just with life circumstances, but with ourselves, with our decisions, with our direction, with our faith. We've been wrestling, much like Jacob did, in the quiet hours of the night, not just in the physical, but in the spirit, wrestling with who we've been and who we're becoming, wrestling with comfort versus calling, with fear versus obedience. And here's what I need you to understand. This kind of wrestling isn't a sign that you're losing. It's a sign that something in you is transforming. See, Jacob didn't walk away from that wrestle the same. He walked away marked, limping, but blessed. Because when God allows a wrestle, it's not to defeat you, it's to refine you. It's to strip away the false identities, the coping mechanisms, the survival patterns, and introduce you to your true name, your divine identity. We've been struggling to choose what's right over what's familiar, struggling to let go of relationships that no longer reflect where God is taking us, struggling to walk away from jobs, mindsets, and environments that used to work but no longer fit. That's not weakness. That's the inner war that always precedes a shift. This is the sacred fight, the holy tension between the old you and the next you. And the pressure is so real because heaven knows the weight of what's coming. The enemy senses it too. That's why the distractions have been heavier, the warfare more intense, the mental fog so thick. But even in that tension, you keep wrestling, because somewhere deep down, your spirit knows. There's a blessing in this. Don't tap out. Don't walk away from the fight too soon. This wrestling match is the birthplace of your next season. The clarity you've been praying for is coming through this, not around it. The strength you've been trying to build is being forged in this very moment. Like Jacob, you may not walk out of this wrestle the same, but you will walk out blessed, favored, and with a new name. Hold on, you're closer to breakthrough than you think. You've been trying to just do the norm, go through the motions, keep it together. But lately, it feels like everything's been pressing in on you, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. That inner wrestle has been intense, and I need you to know this. There's a reason for it. The enemy knows he's about to lose his grip on you. That's why the pressure has turned all the way up. That's why the warfare has been thick. Because what once had you bound can't hold you anymore. The enemy sees the shift before you do. And that struggle you're feeling, that's the sound of chains breaking. That's the sound of the enemy being forced to loosen his grip on your mind, your purpose, your identity. You've got to understand this deep in your spirit. They've got to take their hands off of you. Everything and everyone that tried to keep you small, keep you doubting, keep you stuck in cycles of survival and self-sabotage is being commanded to release you. That's why the resistance has been so loud, because heaven has issued a release order. And when God declares freedom over your life, nothing and no one can override it. You've been wrestling not because you're weak, but because you're transitioning. You're outgrowing what once held you. You're breaking out of the mindset that told you to settle. You're pushing through the spiritual fog that tried to convince you to stay quiet, stay afraid, stay hidden. But the wrestle is evidence that you're moving forward. It's the friction that happens when freedom starts knocking. And I know it's exhausting. I know it feels like everything is coming at you all at once. But what's really happening is that God is peeling off every layer that doesn't belong to your next level. So keep going. Don't pull back. Don't let the intensity fool you into thinking you're off course. You're not. You're closer than ever. The enemy is trembling. The stronghold is crumbling. And what once had a hold on you, it's losing its grip. They've got to let you go. Because God already called you free. For far too long, they've been pulling on you, draining your energy, squeezing the life out of your peace, and trying to manipulate your every move. They've been playing with your mind, twisting your words, casting confusion where there should have been clarity. But here's what heaven is declaring over your life right now. They've got to take their hands off of you. Enough is enough. Every force, person, or situation that's been trying to keep you small, silent, or stuck is being stripped of its influence. That mental warfare, that emotional exhaustion, that spiritual heaviness, it's all been part of a battle to keep you from stepping into the fullness of who you are. But what they didn't realize is that while they were trying to break you, God was building you. You didn't fold. You didn't give up. You kept showing up, even when it hurt. and now the tide is turning. You see, when God puts his hand on your life, no other hand can stay on it. The enemy has been operating without clearance, and heaven is issuing a divine cease and desist. That manipulation has to go. That fear has to go. That trauma that's been circling you like a vulture, it has to release you. They've been playing long enough, with your heart, your time, your trust. And yes, some of it came from people you loved, people you never thought would turn cold, people who took your kindness for weakness and thought you wouldn't find your strength. But now you've found it, and you're no longer the same. This is your liberation season, not because of anything you've done in your own power, but because God said it's time. He's reclaiming everything that was entangled. He's restoring every place that was twisted. And the enemy? He knows it. That's why the pressure has been so intense, because breakthrough is already in motion. They cannot hold you anymore. The spiritual grip is breaking. The soul ties are unraveling. And what's ahead of you is no longer blocked. You are God's, and they've got to let you go. Period. They've been playing with your emotions, playing with your mind, even playing with the things that God has set aside just for you, for far too long. But here's what I need you to know today. They've got to take their hands off of you. Why? Because God has issued a divine order in heaven, and when God speaks, creation obeys. You thought they left because you weren't good enough. You thought they walked away because they found someone better. But what if I told you it had nothing to do with your worth and everything to do with your calling? That separation wasn't rejection, it was protection. The angel of the Lord came through and pulled that person out of your life because they couldn't go where God is taking you. God is clearing your path. What looked like abandonment was actually alignment. What felt like loss was divine removal. Heaven is not letting anything or anyone interfere with what's been prepared for you. They played too long, lied too long, manipulated too long, and God said, "That's it. Enough." This is your season of spiritual enforcement. The things that have been draining you emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, the relationships, the habits, the strongholds, all of it is being evicted. God is reclaiming his territory in your life, and that includes you. So don't mourn what left. Don't chase what God removed. That door didn't close because you failed. It closed because heaven moved. That person wasn't taken from your life to break your heart. They were removed so your spirit could breathe. And now you're about to see why. Because what's coming next won't play with you. It won't manipulate your emotions. It won't make you question your value. What's coming next has been assigned by God, and it will align with his peace, his joy, and his purpose for your life. So stand firm, rest in knowing that heaven is handling what you couldn't. The wrestling is over, the confusion is ending, and the word has already gone forth. They've got to let you go, and they will.